Steve Taylor and Partners, the guru of creating wealth and solid bricks and mortar.
And now on 4HI time, once again, for Q&A with Steve Taylor, the guru. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Mick.
Now, we have a question that's come up before, but it is worth asking again.
What is it, Mick?
Well, Steve, I was always told that paying rent was dead money. Is this right, or am I better off renting?
Well, the answer is yes and no, depending on circumstances, but there's often a situation where people are better off renting.
Well, Steve, can you give me an example?
Well, whilst there are many different situations where you are better off renting, a common rule is it's important that you own property yourself that you are renting to others.
Oh, what's the main reason for that?
Income tax.
Oh.
Whilst all your outgoings on your residential investment property are tax deductible, nothing on your residence is.
Oh, okay, so what are the other advantages?
Well, Mick, as you know, my philosophy is to buy and accumulate, not buy and sell. If you were in an occupation that means moving to other locations every now and then to take advantage of job opportunities, the homeowner has selling and buying costs each time they relocate, whilst the renter just hands the keys back and moves on. But remember, it is important for that renter to own a residential investment home in a capital city to protect themselves from the continual increases in home prices.
Okay. Can you give me some further examples?
Okay, well, let's take Brisbane. A young person might wish to enjoy the facilities and lifestyle of living in the inner city. It's now common for them to rent inner city but buy a residential investment property in the outer suburbs.
Now, what would be the advantage other than income tax?
Well, let's say they want to backpack around Europe for 12 months. They just hand the keys back on their rental property whilst continuing to enjoy the rental income and inflation protection of their investment property.
Okay, but what do you mean by inflation protection?
Well, with residential investment, your income, your rent, and the dollar value of your property increases with inflation.
Oh, I see what you mean now. I have a friend who lives in Sydney where they can rent as they can't afford to buy, but they recently bought a new house in Brisbane for an investment.
Well, Mick, look, that's becoming quite common, mate. There are some people selling one house in Sydney and they're buying two in Brisbane.
So, Steve, talking about buying in Brisbane, is that almost completed 5-bed executive home in Brisbane that you're still available?
Yes, Mick, yeah. And because we can still do a land and build contract, they can save $10,000 in stamp duty. And because it's almost completed, there'll be no interest. Normally, $6,000 to $7,000 it costs you in interest whilst it's being built. Well, they'll save that as well. So there's a saving of about $17,000.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Oh, fabulous.
And don't forget, you can Google Steve Taylor. Hit the Contact Us button. That'll drop down. Or you can call the office, 4987-7567. Hey, Steve, how's the blogs going?
Mate, they're good. In case our listeners don't realise, every radio interview is we transfer it into a blog, yep. And that goes onto our website. And also attached to that blog is the actual radio interview if you want to replay the interview. Now, we're getting a lot of interest, Mick.
Oh, fantastic, mate. Let's do this again next week.
Okay, mate. See you then.
Mate.